您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A British study says a quarter of English men believe that they experience a monthly man period. Meanwhile, a more shocking statistic shows that 58% of their female partners believe in them. Really? 英国一项调查显示，四分之一的男性认为自己每个月都会有特定的大姨夫时期。在这段时间内，他们会觉得非常疲劳、烦躁、试吃和容易烦恼，症状类似于女性的金钱综合症。男士们真的会有大姨夫吗？ This is a bit of a delicate subject to discuss with two gentlemen. And I suppose as the lady here, I will take the liberty of explaining the term 大姨妈 or periods. So basically, in Chinese, it's quite funny. It's translated into English. It literally means big auntie.
I think they have the same description in English.
Big
for period, yes.I've seen it in the TV series.
Well,
right, I haven't.
Maybe you're not paying attention to such delicate
matters. Maybe we're watching different shows.
Yeah.
It makes all sense in Chinese to translate this man period into 大姨夫, the husband of big auntie. So now you know what it is, and it's super inconvenient, can be really painful, and women...hate it. And also, it's sort of like a privilege for ladies, you know, you go through that difficult period.
It's just unfair. It's your privilege.
In a way, yeah. And now men are actually competing with women and saying that they have this problem too. Physically, do you? No! So what's the point here? Okay, well, do you guys have this problem?
I've never come across the expression or indeed the notion of a man period before. No, He Yang.
But actually,
this is new to me.
This is new to you. Mm. All right.
And you're physically bleeding, well, it would never happen to you. But how about that mentality, that psychological stuff? Do you get cranky or irritable sometimes?
Well, yes, but I don't see what that has to do with any sort of menstrual cycle, you know.Or otherwise.
Okay, I think maybe this is pointing at a hormone fluctuation that maybe men experience more or less similar to what women feel. So we're not talking about the physical side of things, but more of the psychological side of things. So guys, do you feel that every month, you know, there's a few days you feel cranky, you feel grumpy, you feel unhappy, unsatisfied, you want to eat a lot, and you just...hate people around you. Do you feel that?
I feel that all the time, He Yang.
Yeah, for men, it happens
every
time.
That's my default setting.
So, what about you, Lai Ming?
You're always on 大姨夫. Well, it seems I have a better control of my emotion, and since I've got married, my wife has offered me this valuable lesson about this other dimension, about this world, that this emotional dimension. So I began to realize that our emotions fluctuate through time.And I came to pay attention to these small changes in our way, state of mind, especially. The way I realized that I have this kind of problem is when I get on public transport, for example, on a bus, and when sometimes people don't queue up, I, from time to time, will feel irritated. But I don't always feel irritated.
Now, I feel irritated all the time when I see that, but because I'm British, I just sort of stand there and maybe tut and shake my head to myself. But I won't do anything more than that. But I wonder if maybe men are sort of cashing in on this a little bit. So, you know,
are
obviously,
you guys
well,
this happens
obviously every 4 weeks or so with women. And as you explained, He Yang, it's very uncomfortable and unpleasant. And as a result, you know, you might feel a bit sort of irritable and cranky. And maybe, you know, in some cases, men have seen that.Every 4 weeks or so, women almost have a free pass to be as irritable and cranky as they like. And maybe men are just thinking, actually, well, maybe I want some of this as well.
I can be cranky and irritable every time, every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be during period.
Guys, now you're wondering why women turn into 女汉子. So women becoming a little bit more...
masculine?
No, it's not. Like, masculine in behavior, as in women feel that we need to shoulder more responsibility. You can't rely on men. You have to just do it yourself.
I'm a strong, independent woman. That sort of
mentality. Because look at the guys. The guys are demanding privilege from man, period. No wonder we are being pushed to the other end of... I don't even know what this says, but, you know, just pushing us to the opposite end.
Well, don't you just sympathize with people who don't pay attention to their emotional well-being? I remember talking with one of our colleagues who is from Sri Lanka, who pays a lot of attention to her psychological well-being. She said a very famous quote I would like to say on this show. She said, like our minds is kind of like our bodies. If we don't wash our bodies every 2 days or every day, your body will stink. So it's the same case with your mind. If you don't pay attention to your mind, to your psychological well-being, your mind gets dirty.
So how do you wash your mind, Lai Ming? What sort of mental exercises or whatever can you do?
First-person shooting games.
Okay.
And also getting married. See, Lai Ming has said earlier, wonderful point of view, that after getting married, he's matured, he's learned how to manage his emotions a bit better.
Well, I think Call of Duty probably helps with that.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Okay, well, you know, see, you need to have different avenues to, like, balance it out. And
but you need to recognize that there's this alternate reality around you, well, this emotional dimension.
All right, logical.
I'm not sure I really buy into all this, to be quite honest with you. If you think too much about this because you don't have enough else going on, I think if you keep yourself busy, you don't occupy yourselves with thoughts like this. I think it's very easy to overthink when you're a bit bored or you're at a loose end, and I think maybe that's contributing to this sort of phenomenon.
You mean we're self-pitying?
Exactly. Self-pity, self-loathing, whatever you want to call it.
I think it's constructive advice what Michael has just said. We've got a whole bunch of messages coming in regarding this topic. There's YSZDD saying that 大姨妈是生理需求,而男人的大姨妈则是心理需求. I think that is a good point, and I do sympathize with guys that, yes, you don't always have to be strong. You can let your feelings out too, but don't call it 大姨夫. You know, don't make it bigger as what it actually is. You know, that's just whiny.